June 1, 1 Samuel 15. Not really sorry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. 1 Samuel 15:23. Terrified by the denunciation of the prophet, Saul acknowledged his guilt, which he had before stubbornly denied, but he still persisted in casting blame upon the people, declaring that he had sinned through fear of them. It was not sorrow for sin, but fear of its penalty that actuated the king of Israel. It was his chief anxiety to maintain his authority and retain the allegiance of the people. As Samuel turned to depart, the king, in an agony of fear, laid hold of his mantle to hold him back, but it rent in his hands. Upon this the prophet declared, "The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou." Saul presumed upon his exaltation and dishonored God by unbelief and disobedience. Though when first called to the throne he was humble and self-distrustful, success made him self-confident. The sacrificial offerings were in themselves of no value in the sight of God. They were designed to express on the part of the offerer penitence for sin and faith in Christ, and to pledge future obedience to the law of God. But without penitence, faith, and an obedient heart, the offerings were worthless. When in direct violation of God's command, Saul proposed to present a sacrifice of that which God had devoted to destruction, open contempt was shown for the divine authority. The service would have been an insult to heaven. Yet with the sin of Saul and its result before him, how many are pursuing a similar course? While they refuse to believe and obey some requirement of the Lord, they persevere in offering up to God their formal services of religion. There is no response of the Spirit of God to such service. No matter how zealous men may be in their observance of religious ceremonies, the Lord cannot accept them if they persist in willful violation of one of his commands.